The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
You think this might be a double standard? Did you hear that several members of Stephen Colbert's staff, you know, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert? Anybody want to ask me how many times I have actually watched The Late Show with Stephen Colbert? Anybody want to ask? Nobody? Well, I'll tell you. Zero. I have never watched The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and have no desire to watch it. Anyway, several members of his TV crew were in the Capitol building illegally. Yes, they illegally breached the security of the United States Capitol building. Seems that's a pretty serious thing. And we got all these hearings for January 6th. Now, I want to make it clear. There's no indication that they rioted, they broke anything, they didn't do any damage. But they were there to film a segment for Stephen Colbert's, and I'm quoting here because I have no idea, for the cigar-smoking puppet Triumph, the insult comic dog. No clue. No clue. I would imagine most of you know what that's all about. I have no idea. The cigar-smoking puppet Triumph, the insult comic dog. So they were there to film a segment for The Late Show, and they were there illegally. Quote, the U.S. Capitol Police arrested 9 people for unlawful entry because members of the group had been told, listen to this, members of the group had been told several times before they entered the congressional buildings that they had to remain with a staff escort inside. So they ignored warnings, several warnings, and so they were arrested for being inside the Capitol building illegally after being repeatedly warned. Well, today, they found out their fate. Would they serve jail time? Would they pay a hefty fine? Would the Stephen Colbert production company pay their fine? Charges were dropped. Excuse me? Yeah. Charges were dropped. They decided not to press charges. And I wonder if that was, some conservative commentator. Jesse Waters, you know, from Fox. My mind is blank on the others. I just wonder if this had been Sean Hannity and his film crew. I would imagine, don't know, can't prove it, but I would imagine the results would be quite different. Now, I don't think they should be put in prison for 10 years. But they broke the law. They breached the security of the Capitol building. And that is really, 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 really a hot topic right now. The security of the Capitol. Nah. Charges were dropped. And then there's this. Oh, my goodness. As you know, there is a stampede of students leaving public schools and going to private schools, particularly Christian schools, all across America. Christian schools that 5 years ago were struggling to stay open, struggling to get students, struggling to increase their enrollment, actively seeking new students. Those very same schools this coming fall, most of them will be filled to absolute capacity. New Christian schools are being built across America. I told you a few days ago about a brand new Christian school in Virginia. Now, they didn't have to build it. It was an old building that hadn't been used, etc. But they're moving in. They've remodeled it. They can handle 500 students in this brand new Christian school in Virginia. They've had over 2,500 applicants for 500 places. This is a trend all over America, and here is why. Headline. ACLU, National Education Association, yeah, that's the nation's biggest and most powerful union. ACLU, National Education Association, claim children are never too young to undergo a sex change. I wish I was making this up, but I am not. In a document from the ACLU and supported by the NEA, National Education Association, titled Schools in Transition, a Guide for Supporting Transgender Students in K through 12 Schools. This document has been distributed to most public schools in America. It was authored by contributors from the ACLU, the NEA, the Human Rights Campaign, which is one of the most radical homosexual organizations in America, Gender Spectrum, and the National Center for Lesbian Rights. In the section titled Age and Grade Level, listen to this. This official document from the NEA and the ACLU argues, quote, a student's age and maturity or that of their peers should never be a basis for denying a transgender student an opportunity to transition. Let me repeat that. A student's age and maturity or that of their peers should never be a basis for denying a transgender student an opportunity to transition. Well, what if they're 6 years old? A student's age and maturity should never be a basis. Well, what if they're 8 years old? A student's age and maturity should never be a basis for denying a transgender student an opportunity to transition. So in other words, there is no such thing as a child being too young to go through hormone treatment, puberty blockers, and even irreversible surgery. Again, quoting, while it is important to include a student's age and grade level as factors to consider in the planning process, it should never be used to justify delaying or denying a student's gender transition. Do you have any idea how radical, unthinkable that is? A child's age or maturity should never be considered? Are you kidding me? a student's age and maturity. The radicals have overtaken our education system. And this is the result. And this is why public schools are being emptied by parents who really love their kids and have half a brain. You don't even have to have a whole brain to realize this is dangerous for children. This is wrong. This is evil. And it's being endorsed, encouraged, and embraced by the NEA, the largest, most powerful union in America, representing the overwhelming majority of all public school teachers in America. It is more than mind-blowing. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, hey, Mike, hang tight. I'll come to you as soon as we return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
As promised, we're going to go to the phones. Mike has been very, very patient. Hey, Mike, welcome. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob, we had some people break into, make an illegal entrance into the Watergate complex. And when Nixon was president, they were prosecuted. The Colbert 7 make illegal entry into Congress. They were told not to come back. They were removed. They don't get prosecuted. And then we had people on January 6th that walked into a building that was opened by the security guards. And the Capitol Police opened the door for these people, and they walked in, and they're prosecuted. This seems kind of convoluted here, to two different sets of rules.
Well, there's really no comparison between January 6th and what these people did, and we can't pretend that there is. But they did breach the Capitol in spite of increased security, in spite of the enormous emphasis because of January 6th on Capitol security. You would think that in spite of the fact that there's very little comparison between what these people did and the January 6th people, that with the increased scrutiny of security, you would think, Mike, that they would be prosecuted in some way. I mean, they didn't even get a slap on the wrist. The charges were dropped. Completely dropped.
Yep. I mean, on January 6th, there was a mixed bag of activity, but some people just walked into open doors.
True. Others
got prosecuted.
Yeah, and others didn't. Other people attacked the police and so forth. But, yes, yeah, some people just walked right in. Go ahead.
Yeah, it just seemed like, in some cases, they open the doors and let these people in, and they just, like, you've got different rules for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks. That is absolutely true. Very inconsistent, very hypocritical. And again, I really believe if a Tucker Carlson film crew showed up, or a Sean Hannity film crew, or a Jesse Waters film crew, or any other conservative film crew showed up and violated the law, disregarded warnings From the story, they were warned on several occasions, and they completely ignored that. I think if these were with a conservative film crew, I think almost certainly that they would be prosecuted.
Yep.
All right, Mike, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Good talk to you. 877-BOB Live. 877-262-5483. Now, I have no need of baby formula, thankfully, but I thought the baby formula crisis was over. Didn't you? Now, I didn't think that it was an abundance and there was so much of it they were throwing it away because they couldn't sell it. But we had millions of cans come from overseas. The plant in Michigan is up and running again, fortunately. But it just kind of went away from the news media. The news media hasn't talked about the baby formula shortage for a long time. Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, this morning, it is worse now than ever, and it's getting worse. Quote, 9 months after the New York Times first reported the shortages and 3 months after Joe Biden acknowledged that he finally learned of it, retail inventory of baby formula dropped to its lowest level in July. Availability of powdered formula products in the U.S. stores earlier this month dropped to the lowest level so far this year, with about 30% of products out of stock for the week into July 3rd, according to the market research firm IRI. At the same time, consumers are finding fewer choices of brand sizes or formats of formula on grocery store shelves as the variety of available products shrinks. U.S. supermarkets over the 4 weeks ended July 26 sold an average of 11 different formula products per store, according to IRI, compared with a weekly average of 24. According to spokespersons from major grocery stores, quote, it has not improved at all. Why isn't it being reported by the media? Maybe it would make the administration look bad? Nah.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.